This is Day to Day, and you ever wonder why there's not a CSI Boston? I'm Luke Burbank.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Maybe because the CSI labs always get it right, and in real life Boston, there's a DNA lab where things do not go right all the time. That story coming up.
First, though, to the Gulf Coast, where filmmakers have been zooming in since Katrina and Rita. Well, now two Louisiana movie makers have completed the first work of fiction inspired by the storms, a feature film about the new New Orleans. It's called Lo and Behold, and Molly Peterson takes a look.
The word Katrina isn't in Lo and Behold. It unfolds after an unnamed catastrophe and follows Turner Stull, a young insurance adjuster newly hired. Early on, he's at a party, sweaty people, everyone in matching polo shirts, all in Louisiana to make money. He sips beer from a plastic cup and tries to understand as his new boss speaks.
I used to lay in bed at night and pray to God that he would bring a natural disaster on this country. A disaster so large as to bring massive property damage.
That's what I'm talking about.
No one would get hurt or die.
Of course not, you know.
But it would yield the largest claims the industry had ever seen.
Turner is stupefied. So are we. The character's played by Barlow Jacobs, the film's co-writer. Living in uptown New Orleans, Jacobs saw Katrina damage firsthand. His place was crushed by a tree. He also heard that speech in real life. Without a home after the storm, but inspired to make a movie about it, he took a gig for research as a claims adjuster in Florida. The job surprised him.
It's an emotional roller coaster. It's like laughing one minute and crying the next minute. You're dealing with, sometimes you're catching people at their absolute worst, and sometimes you're catching them at their absolute best, and that's what makes this such an interesting subject matter.
Lo and Behold finds comedy in the job's real awkwardness. Turner Stull quickly and literally gets in over his head, trapped on a roof, asking someone else for help he's there to provide.
Can you get my ladder? It fell.
Wow, you know what? I don't know, man. You see, there's this guy who once told me it's not good to help strangers.
My name's Turner Stull.
Turner Stull?
I've got business cards.
But true life is also heartbreaking. The character is later confronted by a homeowner, channeling powerless rage so many Louisianans know.
We have to do things my way. I can't let...
Your way? I mean, we're going to do things your way? I am not going to let you do this to me.
Hold up.
This cannot happen.
Wait, please. Just easy, okay? Just take it easy.
Local cast and crew members lost homes and family to the storm, Jacob says. Their pain deepens their work. So too the film's imagery. Characters move through ruined neighborhoods, and reconstruction is noisy. Generators, hammering, a bulldozer tears through someone's brick house. They filmed 10 months after Katrina. Co-writer and director Zach Godshall says the filmmaker's sense of urgency led them to work fast.
We kind of would film a scene off the cuff like that, or kind of shoot some scenery as we found it ourselves, mixing, wanting to make a documentary about this, and then how we respond to these locations. You see this stuff, and you say, man, other people should see this too.
Godshall is from Lafayette, near coastal areas still hurting. He says his feeling for home, for the whole state's trauma, may have seeped into his camera.
Everything that you see has been a part of someone's life, and that's just what we felt. I don't know that it was really a conscious effort. It was more just like we were trying to be as honest as we possibly can.
Documentary-style interviews are scattered through Lo and Behold, footage of residents caught on the fly, including, down in St. Bernard, a man named Emmanuel Alfonso. Alfonso says when the filmmakers approached him, Godshall with a camera rolling, Jacobs in character as Turner Stull, at first, he thought he was talking to a real insurance guy.
Okay, he didn't get shot. Not just playing. I haven't got through my insurance yet. He did very well. He did very well. You know, I mean, I thought he was the real McCall, I guess you call it.
Alfonso is still waiting on his check. Godshall and Jacobs say they hope to encourage compassion for Louisianans. In the film and in life, that can happen even just when people see each other. Emmanuel Alfonso says he's hopeful for that, too. Devastation tourists do roll through St. Bernard. They don't often stop.
Yeah, they got tourists sometimes on a weekend. They got these big tour buses come, and I know that because people need to see us. They really need that.
More people will see them. There's no distribution deal yet, but good reviews at Sundance have given the film a boost, and Lo and Behold will continue to make the festival rounds this year. For NPR News, I'm Molly Peterson in New Orleans.